That I wouldn't really know. I'm over here in East Point, so I'm coming through on the Macomb, so I'm not too familiar with that area. I do know that the MIA does have the one out there that you can get on, which obviously you're on. But other than that, yeah, I'm not sure. I really haven't looked into that area.
Well, putting one up either in the town of Wausau or putting one up in Flint Township to link up with another system. But Wausau, I put it on the roof of the building and get it up about 75 feet.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're definitely making it in, doing really good. Real good sound and signal.
I'm on a 20-watt mobile right now at my cab of my truck. I'm hauling sailboat people at the moment. And trying to get to Clio before 5 o'clock. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd say good luck there. But, yeah, I'm on a 50-watt, got it set up as a base, but it is a mobile radio. And right now I'm only pushing 5 watts out of it.
To find my, I don't know what happened. I had Motorola CPS software to program my CDM 12, I think it was 1225 or 1250 mobile radio. But I want to put that in the truck instead of this Chinese QYT 8900. This thing's a little goofy.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that that radio, but haven't really heard too many people complaining about it, that's for sure.
This in another truck for ham radio use for a long time. I've had this radio for 8 years. And I just think the other truck was 24 volt. And I kind of think when it was left on, when I'd start the truck, it would give the battery a little extra woo over the 14 line. I think it made the radio weird.
Yeah, that would make sense. I could imagine that would definitely do something there. But, yeah, you're sounding good on that radio. It's definitely doing great, especially since you're driving. You know, it's coming in really good. No picketing or anything like that.
Anna's up there quite a ways. It's probably, I don't know, typically antenna's probably close to 12 foot.
Yeah, that's nice. I've just, myself, I've got a little magnet mount for the vehicle. That's all I use. And then, you know, it does me well for what I need it for.
I'm a driller. I stick an NMO on everything. I almost never resell my trucks. They usually run till they're scrapped. I had one of my Pride and Joy run away on me yesterday. It shot smoke and fire out the stack, burnt the paint right off the stack, and then it blew the head gaskets right out of the engine, and then finalized the deal by scattering itself internally.
Yeah, that's not good at all. I would say that one there is definitely DOA.
I got a lot of resellable parts on it, though. I'm not upset that it blew up. It's just, it's very inconvenient that it blew up. So it was old, you know. It had a white Hercules 8-liter 6-cylinder. And I imagine when I pull the heads off, it's going to be it's inline six, so I imagine I'm going to have some melted pistons. But I got to say, I have not seen a head gasket shoved out of an engine in a while.
Yeah, personally, I've never actually seen anything quite like that either. But, yeah, hopefully everything works out for you there. And I've got a few things here I have to do in the yard, so I'm going to have to let you go here. And it's definitely nice talking to you. My name here is Jim, and I'm in East Point. And the call sign is WRUX245. So, yeah, I will listen until your final. And with that, I would say I'm clear on your final, WRUX245.
Yeah, it looks like God's watering gardens today, so it's a hit and miss. I'm getting ready to pull into a storm out here on 21. Just getting into Flint Township. So take care out there. This is Travis, WSCY842, and he's bound and down.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. I just want to throw one little thing in there. Yeah, the rain came through here. It didn't last very long, so hopefully you don't have to deal with too much of it. WRUX 245, clear.